driving back home the other night, the sudden vibration was unmistakable. I had a flat. But I was in the far left lane of an 8-lane interstate and no one was letting me over. By the time I made it to the right shoulder, I was riding on the metal rim and there was little left of the shredded tire. I managed to replace the spare and hobbled over to a mechanic. The diagnosis was pretty grim. I would have to replace the tire, the rim, and realign and rebalance all 4 tires. I know tire alignment and balance are essential for proper care and true performance and safety. But now I know the same is true for life alignment and spiritual balance. Have you ever felt your path forward is a bit askew, zigzagging and out of balance, maybe unaligned? Well, you're in the right place at the right time. The theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 90 is alignment, calling on God to balance your longings with His, calling on God to align your desires with His delight, and in the process, discovering the most effective form of prayer. Regardless of it being the start or the finish of your day, this gift of quiet meditation is yours to treasure, a safe place to encounter God in the midst of the zigzagging, a sanctuary, if you will, to find balance and alignment with God. So take the first step by allowing your eyes to drift from open to a soft gaze to finally closed. And note your breathing beginning to slow and deepen. Take a still moment to concede your life to God. Surrender these next few moments to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the loving fellowship of Christ, allowing your heart to be transformed to that of Christ's in this quiet, mindful moment. Continue also now by responding to this passage from 1 John chapter 3. As I lead us, respond simply, "Jesus, I know you hear me." Little children, believers, dear ones, let us not love merely in theory, with a word or with tongue, giving lip service to compassion. Jesus, I know you hear me. But may we learn to love in action and in truth, in practice, and in all sincerity. Jesus, I know you hear me. Because our practical acts of love are more than mere words. Jesus, I know that you hear me. Continue to rest here in the secret place in your heart, whispering silent words of praise to God. And be mindful in this moment of the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to match His will. Do you ever struggle to find the perfect prayer? Wondering what the most effective prayer is? Well, allow your mind to drift for an instant to those times you felt ill-equipped to pray, just searching for words. Do you feel you have the gift of prayer? Perhaps feeling intimidated by how much better other people pray? We'll take some time here to face those thoughts. Certainly feel no shame or guilt for any sense of inadequacy or deficiency in your prayers. Those are only feelings. Let them come and simply note them. They have no power, so let them float on by. They are not of God. Rest here safe, feeling the miracle of simply being in the moment with the eternal God. In fact, resting and being here is your time of effective prayer. As your feelings of confusion and inadequacy float out of view now, center your heart on this time with God. Let His presence become more clear. As feelings of deficiencies drift away, allow your mind to center on the present and becoming aligned with the desires of God. God is with you. He is expressing His will to you, so center on Him. Scan your body and your breathing now, too. Take 3 deep, full belly breaths. Slowly inhale and exhale. As you breathe, center too on the beating of your heart. Feel each breath, each beat. Center there. Your mind may wander, that's natural. I give you permission to let your thoughts drift, but let the drifting be a reminder to return to this present mindful moment, encountering the will and desire of God. In fact, practice letting your thoughts drift from His will to yours and then back to His. From His steady presence to your zigzagging and then back to His steadfast, consistent love. Practice centering for several moments, centering back to the present with your breathing, the beating of your heart, surrounded by the peace and wisdom of God. Now, staying in the present moment, listen carefully to the first of 3 readings. Don't study them too closely. Simply be aware of God's wisdom from these words for you through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the Apostle John, as you listen to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 from the Christian Standard Bible. To you, my dear friend in the faith, I write these things to you, who believes in the name of God's Son, so that you can know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence that you and I have in our relationship with God. If we ask for anything in agreement with His will, He listens to us. What did you hear? Where did you notice the Spirit of God taking you? Well, listen once more for what God may be offering you as a gift. The effective prayer. This is the confidence we have before Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Where did you find the Holy Spirit centering you then? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. And this second, wider reading, relate the broader passage to your sensations and affections. Note what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to this passage as a prayer from the Holman Bible, a humble prayer to be aligned and in agreement with the will and the way of God. Dear Heavenly Father, yes, Lord God, I believe in the name of your Son. You have given me the faith to believe, and in my belief, I know that I have eternal life. This is the confidence that I have in my relationship with you, that if I ask you for anything in agreement with your will, you will listen and hear me. In this I give you all praise and honor and glory and thanks. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. What was stirred within you from that prayer? What emotions rose up to the surface from the passage? Well, for the next minute, meditate on these words as you consider how you might pray by simply praying back His will to Him. Let this minute be an effective prayer repeating His will for you. Listen to this passage now a third time. Listen for how you experience the passage. Ignore the urge to plan a certain response. Simply bathe in this reading, now from the Contemporary English Version. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, which represents all that Jesus Christ is and does, so that you will know, with settled and absolute knowledge, that you already have eternal life. This is the remarkable degree of confidence that we, as believers are entitled to, have before Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, that is, consistent with His plan and purpose, well, He hears us. And if we know, for a fact, as indeed we do, that He hears us and listens to us in whatever we ask, well, we also know, with settled and absolute knowledge, that we have granted to us the requests which we have asked from Him. Where did your mind settle as you listened to this wider passage? Well, take a moment to reflect on what you encountered most deeply. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, stay with this passage for another moment. Do you recall it mentioned the effective prayer as one that is consistent with His plan and purpose? Well, we have not yet understood all there is to know of the compelling purpose of God, but we do know from Psalm 16 that God's will is for Him to be known and glorified. Our purpose is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. So take this minute. It's a time of contemplation to reflect on how you best glorify God. How do you make Him known? Let this contemplation be your prayer, glorifying Him and knowing Him. Take all the time that you need. Just breathe in the presence of God. He is in no rush. You are safe here with Him. rest here in closing, centering and being mindful of the glory of God. Do you struggle to find the perfect effective prayer? Well, relax and surrender those thoughts. Center on the truth that simply by conceding all you could be doing right now, to rather rest here in the glory of God is, in fact, the perfect effective prayer. Center on His glory. Center on His will. And also, who do you know that may be struggling with their own prayer life? How might God use you to open the eyes of another? To help someone see that the effective prayer is one aligned with the will of God, His will of Him being known and glorified. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or in the long shadows of evening, be intentional to stay centered on aligning with the divine desires, for it will be then and there you will encounter the will and the way of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to believe in the name of God's Son so that you can know that you have eternal life. Have this confidence in your relationship with God that if you ask for anything in agreement with His will, He will listen and hear you. So may your belief in Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your present encounter with a God who listens be what comforts you in this moment and always. Amen.